The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's me, Henry, coming back right at you again with another episode. I've got my real good buddy and co-host here, Rudy. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rudy. How's it going?
It's going...
All right, enough of that. On today's episode, we reach the thrilling conclusion of the three-part multi-episode bit I have been doing. Known formerly as Get to Know Rudy on our first episode. On our second episode, about 4 weeks ago, I believe at this point, we got to know me through the eyes of Rudy. Okay. And on today's episode, we're exploring something nobody has ever asked for and nobody will ever care for. And that's, let's not get to know Rudy. All right? This is the thrilling conclusion, I might add.
What is this?
So, Rudy, listen carefully. I will present you six categories, same as before, past the future. You need to answer all the questions with a logical answer that is not true, but it can also not be the opposite of the truth, if that makes sense.
So it's like, it's basically like, it wouldn't make sense if that would be the answer for me, but it's actually not the answer.
Yes. And it can't be like just the opposite. Like if I say, what's something that you like, you can't say just something that you hate. You have to say something that's in the middle, kind of unrelated.
Sure. But I
but it still
just
has
warn
to
you.
Make sense for the category.
Yeah. Okay. I want to warn you, just Henry and dear listeners. I just made myself a whole picnic on my desk, just like fucking nibbling on, just like a queen, honestly. So go on. But I'm gonna enjoy myself.
Not good for. Okay.
Where's my Coke? Oh, I didn't buy it.
Listen, I've said this before. I'll say it again. My biggest pet peeve with podcasts is people eating on mics. So tread carefully, Rudy. But we're.
Sid will
going
take
on
it
ahead.
Out.
Don't be too sure for that. Anyway, so. Okay, sorry, just reading. I have like three more paragraphs explaining how it worked, but you grasped it actually pretty quickly. So we're just going to get right into it.
You thought I'm daft, punk.
Nice.
The fucking realization.
Yeah, that was so shit. All right. So our first one is past homage... Fuck, homogenization.
What the fuck is that?
Something that you did in the past where it's like a process that you streamlined to make it easier to do in the future.
What the hell is this? Wait, I'm struggling to find out the actual real answer, but okay, what would make to make easier for the future?
Something you did and it was like kind of like you set up a process
okay,
for
okay,
yourself.
Okay, logical answer. Okay. I was going to parties pre-lubed in case I get lucky that night.
I like it. Very good, Rudy. That's tackling the problem before it happens. All right, on we go. Past aggression, something that you got irrationally mad at in the past.
Irrationally mad at. Oh, but okay, it is known that sometimes I lose my cool. So I'm trying to find like a real answer and something that I like have not done yet.
Okay, Rudy, it's up to you.
I'll leave you
to find out how you get
there. Oh, I have been like, I once almost fucking drop kicked an elder lady because she was taking so long to get out of the bus.
All right. Pretty good. I think elder abuse is... common and good, and we should encourage it across all levels of society. All right, on we go. Present action, Rudy, something you're doing right now. Like right now.
Listen, you only see one hand on screen, okay? So.
All right. All right, good to know that that's our standard for recording. On we go. Present comprehension, something that you understand how it works. At the moment.
How I understand how it works. Okay.
See, this is an interesting one, in my opinion.
D&D rules.
See, Rudy, you're floating outside the category.
Okay. I have to make a logical answer. So wait. So wait, the question was something that people would think that I do know, but actually don't.
No, something that you actually do know, and the people can fuck off. It's just about what you know. Something that you know and understand.
No, but like the whole concept of the game is like people think that I would know this. Like it would make sense for me to know it.
See, that's what makes this one interesting. Because I think here you kind of have like no gray area to work with.
That's what makes this one confusing, is I think the word you wanted to use.
No, I was going through this exact thought process on the bus earlier. And Rudy, I think you're almost there, but that D&D answer is just not
okay.
Not
okay,
right.
Okay. Okay. I totally, at all times, fuck no, but that's just evil. I was gonna say, like, when people go to parties and, like, you know, I meet new people, I totally always remember everybody's name.
Okay. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
Okay. On we go to the future. Future caution, something that you'll have to be careful of in the future.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking. I have to be careful in the future. Oh, like hot mommies. Everybody who looks at me would think like, yeah, brother, cougars for me.
You know, it's fucked up that in my mind, I was going for something similar.
Yes, Henry!
For you.
Yes!
Just for you.
Yes!
All right. And then the last one, Rudy, I think you've done a cracking job. Future affection. Something that you'll love in the future, but you're not quite there yet.
Something I will love in the future that would make sense for me, that everybody would think that makes sense for me. Oh, I'm just going to give it to the masses. Big Jim.
All right. I can never, ever, ever, ever see that happening.
Because you actually care about me and you know me. Yeah, that's right, people at home who always fucking push this on me. Get to know me better, you assholes.
Okay, Rudy. I was going to accept that answer, but the way you so passionately responded makes me think that you're actually treading outside of the rules of the game.
I was going perfect score. No, it was a perfect score. I can change the answer. Please. I don't know why I'm scrambling for this to be like, there's fucking nothing. This guy always like makes up these made up quizzes and then I'm just eating the shit out of his palm and he's happy about it. Okay.
I've got a good answer for this one.
Okay. Wait. Why are you pointing at me? I'm on the spot. I'm so on the spot. I will. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. What is your answer?
Triple decker beds.
What are those?
It's like a bunk bed, but three.
Yeah, that's my answer. Do I get the sixth point?
Yes.
Yes, what did I get?
You get a firm handshake from the next person you see, hopefully.
Bruh.
Anyway, that was it. That was our final segment in this three-part mini-series, Don't Get to Know Rudy, so I hope that we learned nothing about Rudy today. That brings us
to... This is the series worth watching and listening, huh? The fucking three-episode special of absolutely fuck all.
Yes. And you know, this is actually... I've been doing a journalism major recently, and I'm going to be doing interviews. And this is the type of shit I'll be preparing. So if you're a celebrity, well-known celebrity...
You
if you're
a
B-lister in Australia,
you
better watch the fuck out, because I'm coming for you. All right.
Holy shit. Okay. We are today in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea, and I think it's about time we here at Globally Local FM move on to the news.
The news.
Right. You, me.
I'll go, just because I feel audacious today. Massive sex tape leak could be a ploy for power in Central Africa.
Yes. You knew I'm going to eat this shit up. You knew it, because now it's the same article, but I just want to say my article name. Oopsie, the fuckboy got what he deserved.
Yeah, no, I figured you would grab this one as well. Anyway, we're going to go on with it. It's 200 to 400 videos have been leaked of a high-ranking civil servant having sex in his office with a lot of different women. And a lot of these women are wives or relatives of other officials, which I thought is kind of weird. If he wasn't meant to leak them, then why record them is the question I have.
I never genuinely understood the recording sex. Like that, like for just like, I just keep sex. Okay. If it's your job, like you're at Pornhub or like you do OnlyFans, it's your job, right?
Yeah.
Think of it that way.
Obviously.
But recording to watch yourself fuck later, like, I don't know, like on a videotape, it's, I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, it seems weird. I agree.
Also, don't leave out his name, because that's the iconic part. Baltazar E. Bang Egonga.
Well, I just thought I'd keep it simple. Anyway, the leak is suspected to be in hopes of discrediting the official who's directly related to the dictator president of Equatorial Guinea. He was head of the Nation Financial Investigation Department, I think.
Yes.
Although he himself was... under, what's it called? Investigation for corruption, which is pretty ironic.
Of course. Fucking, I did not know that, but it makes so much sense. And yeah, freaking, okay, I don't know about if it was a ploy or not, but a freaking horny fuckboy is what he was.
Yes.
Imagine being the guy, okay, imagine he gets fired. And then something like they hire a new guy and they're like, okay, take his old office. After this, because that's the thing, right? All the sex tapes are made in the office. Like, yeah. Brother.
You gotta get a cheeky deep clean in there and you'll be all good to go.
There's probably already like a syphilis with legs grown walking around in the office.
Probably. Anyway, so it was suspected that the leaks were done in a bid to undermine the current president, who seems to be on the way out, and the opposition is posturing for a takeover. But yeah, kind of hard to tell because it's a dictatorship with no free press. So who knows?
Well, okay. I'm going to be honest. Maybe it was always, you know, how those things are like you were destined for them. Your name is Baltazar Ebang and Gonga. Like, maybe it's just your destiny to just, well, like, bang on e-services. So the tape.
Nice. I was expecting you to go there, and you went there, and it was just as bad as I thought it would be. So well done, yeah, Rudy. Yeah.
Thank you. I always deliver.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a bit of a strange one because I can't really imagine people. I mean, if it's a dictatorship, who cares? Nobody's gonna be rioting over this, right? In theory,
he's been rioting quite many.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder
if it's all been just women. Like, I did not find, because it's always like you hear politician things getting leaked, and it's always like, what was that one story where in Hungary or in Romania where they're like the most homophobic European country or something, and then somebody leaked that like the politician who was always like against like gay marriage and something participating in like a biggest gay orgy in the country.
Yes, I forget which country it is as well, but I do remember that one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess for some people, it's just the way they express it by repression, unfortunately. Who knows, Rudy?
Well, what if you stay in the closet, at least you got tapes to watch.
I guess so. I guess there's a silver lining to everything. Is that the message we're taking here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, Rudy.
This is actually a good thing that happened. Love that for Equatorial Guinea.
Yeah. All right, Rudy. Have you got anything?
Truly a tragedy is my next article.
Yeah.
Henry, get ready for this. On April 16th, off the coast of Tunisia, a ship named the Zello ran aground and sank. The kicker, and I see that you have a glass picked up. Just place it down, because it might be a shocker for you. Just place it down, ground yourself. talk through it once you hear the news. We're here to save space. The kicker is it was an oil tanker.
No. I was doing all right until I heard it was an oil tanker. Now I'm in shock. I'm in pain. I'm in distress. I am in...
World over. Henry in shambles.
Yes. I don't have any words. This is an injustice against not only the oil tanker, but against me personally and against the world at large. We should strive to be better.
You know what is fucked up? Equatorial Guinea is fucked up for this because that is already devastating as that is, right? But they already found another issue with the tragedy. Like, leave it be, okay? But anyways, Equatorial Guinea has said it will prosecute the owner of an oil tanker fraudulently trying to fly the flag of the Central African nation. So apparently, I did not know this, but it's a rather big problem around those parts that unregistered ships or ships who do not want to be registered under the country they technically serve like to fly flags of other, to their mind, lesser governed countries in the region. So you just like get a ship, you're like, ah, fuck, tax is too big. Let me fly this Finnish flag up here.
Yeah, I think they should leave him alone. They gave him honor and grace by flying their flag, and in return you're suing them? That's not right.
Listen,
that's not right.
You leave so much of that good stuff, of the upper layer in the ocean, suffocate those fishies with oil, blessed,
hell yeah,
sacrifice for the greater good. These bitches talk about a flag. I mean, come on. Like, what are we here for?
They just don't see the big picture, unfortunately. Much like the fishies don't see anything but black goo. So.
And the big picture is just that oil. That's the big picture. It's always been there. It always has been.
There never needs to be more. That's all we need.
I mean, listen. Kids these days are growing up. They don't even understand that they're going to be big old fans at some point. If you're a dinosaur kid, think about it. What did dinosaurs end up as? Exactly. Oil. If you're a car kid, what does the car run on? Yeah, exactly. Oil. All of us grew up being oil, brother. Lego. You liked Lego as a kid? Made of plastic. You know what plastic is made out of? Oil.
Yeah,
it's
the
classic. It's all been there. It's
the classic kid into big oil pipeline never fails.
And it has to be a pipeline, because that's, I mean, unless it's an exhaust pipe, but...
Very good, Rudy. I like that. All right. As a second news article, I didn't have any because I thought they were all too depressing. I thought there was one with a funny headline, and then I read it, and it was like, Jesus Christ, that sucks. So,
yeah, Equatorial Guinea is like a tumultuous region of some very depressing news most of the time.
Yes.
Well, the ones that get out, there's probably good stories, but there's no free press.
Yes, so I'll give you a little bit of backstory on where the country is and a fun fact. So just for those people that are not aware of Equatorial Guinea, which most people wouldn't be, it's a small country on the west coast of Africa. I always thought it was just like a little square, but turns out that the capital is just an island that's like 300 kilometers further away from the coast. So there you go. And then finally, the fun fact is Equatorial Guinea has the highest GDP in Africa since it was decolonized. And it's because, really, we've already said it, oil. Unfortunately, the wealth is mostly with a few rich folks, and the rest of people are not doing too well and are living in poor conditions. And to that I say, much like the oil tanker, spread the wealth, spread the oil around the country.
Yeah,
because
you're the,
a bottle
of course, there's always
goo.
Two sides of the same coin. The coin is good, it's made of oil. But there's, you know, some people who try to bring it for themselves, and not unlike you. You spread the wealth.
Exactly. We have oil as one thing. That's good, and we need it, and we want it, and everybody should have it. And then there's people, selfish monsters, who try to take it all for themselves. I think we should share it around.
Spread that goo all over the world. Why not? Let it sink in the ground. Let that goo... You know what? I want, at some point, historians and archaeologists, to dig up, you know, those, like, cultural layers, like, where you can see how, like, the ages basically went past through the ground, And I want them to find like a homogeneous, like a layer of oil around, like, they probably will have the technology to tell, around like 2040, like somewhere there. I want that for us.
I agree.
Just that, like a layer of soot and oil.
Yeah, to really put down our fingerprint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think then it's time for an ad, right? You know what? You actually inspired me to do a bit of charity. So I know you gifted them for like the past 5 Christmases for me. I still have the oil tankards you gifted me. So let me just roil those out through the streets and just spread it to the masses. You know what? It's December. It's time to give.
I agree. Very generous of you, Rudy.
All right. Roll it out, boys. Ready?
3, 2, 1.
Are you a retired assassin looking for an easy job? Have you grown a bit too old to be a field player, but toppling world government is still your passion? Well, worry not, as here at Hot Boy Backshot Services, we have developed a new way for you to finish the job without ever getting your hands dirty. Introducing Carlos.
Hola.
Carlos is our top-of-the-line exhibitionist seducer, able to get into any governmental facilities, and after some fun time, leak the footage to compromise your target.
¿Me pensáis pagar por esto?
On top of that, Carlos does not really speak English. Hence, if captured by international forces, he cannot spill your secrets. His services are also completely free, as he enjoys his job so much.
¿Puedo anunciar mi OnlyFans o algo, por lo menos?
And if all the previously mentioned talents have not impressed you yet, Carlos is also completely off the grid, with no digital fingerprints whatsoever.
Perdona, pero fui elegido la estrella más flexible en los premios Pornhub 2022. Todos los gays de la web me conocen.
He is the ultimate weapon, the shadow between the sheets, the final strike. Hire Carlos now and topple your local government with a scandal.
Well, what can I say? I think Carlos sounds like a stand-up guy who's like task-driven. He sounds like he knows what's going on. And I reckon he's toppled a lot of governments already. Great lad.
Who knows, Equatorial Guinea? Listen, I can also tell you, listen, I've heard that Carlos's next target is Equatorial Turkey. He's just going for the Equator belt, one by one.
he's on a mission to topple all of the governments, and once he's done with all of them, he'll start right back where he started and get going again.
Thank you so much for this lovely, lovely ad from Hot Boy Backshot Services. Hi, dear ad readers, you should have seen my co-host's face when that came on.
Well, I guess that's the danger, I guess, of unscreened ads, but that's what we do for the money, people. There you go.
That's
there
what we do for the money, indeed.
All right.
Alrighty. As for the... It's the weather news. As for the weather news, ladies and gentlemen, this is day 16 into the Dutch winter. The sky is the color of a dead rat. The snow feels and tastes like sloppy seconds. The temperature and wind successfully decrease the will to live day by day. But that's all right, as long as our lovely friends at Malabo are having their 26 degrees Celsius daytime and 25 degrees Celsius nighttime vibes. Not a single drop of water from the sky, except maybe, and I mean maybe, a small splurge at the end of December. Sunny weather, nice beaches, and hot sizzling abs are all I want for Christmas this year. So you know what, y'all, after this episode? I'm gone, okay? I cannot do this anymore. I'm hopping onto the next plane that's going south. And I don't even care where, as long as it's not here. You know, like, all I need is just 3 gear shifts. Here, there, and gone.
Well, Rudy, you're always welcome at the Melbourne office of Tome of Huzzah if you'd like to visit some warmer regions. Quick question, why are you so Christmas inspired if you hate cold weather? Seems like a bit of a contradiction.
No. I love snow. I love cold weather. And as I said, Here in the Netherlands, all I get is sloppy seconds of cold weather. Because it's like literally somebody like took like this like snowball, melted it, and just threw it at your face. That's not winter.
If he melted it, is he just throwing like a cup of water?
Exactly, with the glass and all. It just hits you straight in the face. You're like, what the fuck, man?
That's good. Secondly, why are you tasting snow, buddy? Is that your new hobby?
Haven't you been doing that for years?
Yeah, well, I'm checking if I have a new friend who's interested.
I hear if you're lucky enough, you sometimes can get them with orange flavor.
The rare Fanta snow, as it's known. Yeah, lovely. All right.
Crazy joke. Moving on.
So everybody, close your eyes. For some reason, I've written in my script, don't close your eyes. But I just want you to know that I don't know what possessed me when I wrote that. Please close your eyes. I do not endorse this message. All right. And picture this. You've just completed your third marathon of the week. You're a little bit tired, but nowhere near exhausted. You walk through the green jungles to the calming ocean side, birds chirping along the way. When you reach the beach, you change into your swimming trunks. This is what all the training was for, you say to yourself, instilling confidence. You strap on your little backpack and get into the water. It's just a quick 3-day swim, you remind yourself. This job interview is going to be so worth it. If you enjoy overexerting yourself to get to the capital, then maybe Equatorial Guinea can be your next vacation destination.
No, because if you have the picture of people commuting to work, like just like full on like suits and ties coming out of the ocean to go to the capital city, just this, like fucking waves of people just walking out. And at the end of the day, 5 p.m. hits, you just see them go like straight back in. Maybe that's, bro, Equatorial Guinea, maybe most of the country is underground because that's where it's closest to big oil.
So how exactly they've built their whole society underground as like a big tunnel so they can get to places but also be close to the oil.
Damn. We should check out what Ecuador has been doing all this time. Ecuador's been sleeping good, huh?
Well, Rudy, let's go on to the local business and I'll be happy to go first. Thank you very much.
Son of a bitch.
Not so much of a business today, again, but I recommend you to hike the summit of Pico Basile on the north side of Bioko Island, where the capital is located. Not too far away from Malabo, you'll see stunning views of the island and all water surroundings. And maybe if you bring your binoculars, you'll be able to spot an oil drilling platform. Let's go.
Oh, ready? Right, me. Sorry. All right, you all. I did not expect much from Malabo, I'll be honest. But hence the surprise after finding what I'm about to advertise. Americans, Europeans, the Chinese, and the Koreans. We've been had. In the scientific race towards quantum technology, we have been had, lads. Introducing Quantum Car Wash Malabo, where the local chaps use the breakthrough of the century to leave your Honda Civic spotless, even if scrutinized under the Hubble telescope.
That's fucking nuts. They did it. And they're so... Actually, that's kind of fucked up. They're kind of so greedy that they're not sharing it. How fucked up is that? They're just sitting there with their quantum car wash.
Listen, I've heard that the car wash is a competitive market. You gotta get original. If it takes quantum physics to get there, buddy, I'm always there for the effort. Never expected to be Malabo, but you know what? Good for you.
I appreciate the effort. They could have just sent it our way as well, is all I'm saying.
What, the Honda Civic?
I mean, both. The car wash with a Honda Civic in it. How's that?
That, brother. Please add a Renault Clio in there as well, just, you know, for sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, Rudy, your radio, please.
A Song Radio, 107 FM, where one funky and energetic Spanish man seems to be reading every single ad between songs. Like, genuinely, 4 ads in a row, same guy.
Oh boy, he's a busy guy then, by the sounds of it.
Yep.
My choice is 107.0 FM, Asonga Radio.
That's literally the same one.
It was my idea first, people. Don't listen to Rudy.
I love the realization on his face. What, you didn't even listen to what I was reading. You
I was
son
fucking
of it.
Coughing my lungs out. All right, it's not going to be on the track. All right, listen, Rudy. Rudy has a lot of good ideas. Unfortunately, like every good idea Rudy has, comes from me first. I just telepathically send it to him so he doesn't show up empty-handed. God, all right.
God,
so that's my idea. They have energetic tunes that'll get you across the 230-kilometer swim to Malabo. So that's all you need. Sorry.
Help me,
Rudy.
I'm under the water. Blah, 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 blah.
All right, and on that lovely note, we'll send you guys off.
Yes, Rudy. Yes. So thank you very much for listening to Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah. This episode was brought to you by your lovely co-host, Rudy, which you can find 00RUDY00, so 30s Rudy's 30s on Instagram. You can find Henry
swimming in the pool as training first, but after that I'll do a little bit of a longer ocean swim, I think.
Listen, save up on plane tickets from Australia to Netherlands, swim.
Honestly, not a bad idea. I'll see you in a couple years.
See you in a couple years. It would be, imagine, it would be so fucking like iconic to be like, oh no, fucking Henry died. He's gone missing. Vagabond Dilemma Season 2. First hero, Henry went missing. And after 5 years, I'm just there chilling at the beach and like, remember this is the day when Henry went missing. And you just like walk out of the ocean. What's up, buddy? I'm finally here. So what's the move? Hitting up Stratum or?
Oh boy. I would have, I don't know what the name is, but I would be shriveled up like a fucking peanut by the end of that. You know, when you're
like
in water for long.
Yeah.
Like a raisin.
Yeah, don't forget to check out Big Pangu, Colossal Pangu on Twitch, who are our dear colleague streams. And for the next episode, where are we going, Henry? Because, okay, I bought the plane tickets. I kind of didn't look at the... Where are we going?
We're going to the North Pole.
Wait. I wanted to go south. Wait, 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 wait.